Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message. Welcome everybody to my podcast on this Monday morning. I'm excited because it's in our 50th podcast. And so I've got a special offer for everybody. Go to my Instagram and you'll find there the video where I promote the podcast. I want you to share it with three people. Three people, go tag three people. And you will be put into a raffle, if you will. And I'm going to email you and I'm going to mail you personally an awesome surprise. And so you want to join. So please, please, please share it with three people. I want to give a giveaway to a person that shares it with three people. So I want you to promote it to three friends. I'm really excited, truly, because I believe that this word is in season. And I want to talk to you today about the benefits to hearing and obeying the voice of God. I think it's so key. What are the benefits to hearing the voice of God and to obeying the voice of God? Because one thing is to hear it, but another thing is to obey it. And so it's really key for me to understand how is it going to benefit me by hearing the voice of God and by obeying what God is saying to my life. So I'm coming to you on this Monday with a word in season, a word now, and God is speaking to his people. I take this very serious. I know that some of you are on your way to work, or you're waking up in the morning, or wherever you're listening to me right now. I know that God is going to minister you and God is going to speak to you. So again, thank you so much for listening and viewing us on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, hit the little bell, and we will always, you will always know and be notified when I'm coming up with a new podcast or a video. I want to talk to you today about the benefits of hearing and obeying the voice of God. Number one, what is the benefit? I'm going to jump right into it. Number one, the first benefit to hearing and obeying the voice of God is that God is always going to back up what he says. Everything that God says to you, he will always back it up. Everything God has spoken to you, whenever God speaks to you, he has to back up that word. The Bible says that God spoke life into existence. Romans says it this way, call things that be not as though they already are. So everything that God says, it comes and it manifests and it comes into existence. And so rest assured, what is the benefit if I hear God and I obey God? He's going to come through for you because he will always, always back up everything that he says. If he has spoken something over your life about your business, about your own personal walk, God is going to back that word up. If God spoke something to you about your ministry, God has to back up that prophetic word. God is a God of his word. He doesn't lie. There's a scripture found in Luke chapter 17, verse 11. And it talks about the 10 leprous men. And they were all full of leprosy. And they go, Jesus is actually approaching them. And they say to Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on us. And Jesus says to them something so interesting. He says, go to the priest and show yourself. Now, mind you, they were sick. They were full of leprosy. And he said, go to the priest. And he didn't heal them. He just gives them instructions. He said, go to the priest. That's what I want you to do. Go show yourself to the priest. Well, I find that really interesting because if you study Leviticus chapter 14, one of the things that God says in his word in Leviticus chapter 14 is that a leprous man cannot go before the priest. That was not allowed. Yet here in this scripture, Jesus is giving them a rema word, a now word, a word for right now. And Jesus is saying to them, go show yourself to this priest. I want you to go and show yourself to this priest, even with leprosy. You would think that Jesus would have like maybe spit on the ground like he did on one occasion. You would think that Jesus would have commanded the leprosy to go in the name of Jesus. He didn't. He didn't heal them. He didn't cast out demons. He just gave them an instruction. God gave him a word. And he said, go and show yourself to the priest. And the scripture says, listen to what it says. When he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priest. Verse 14. And as they went, they were cleansed. God always backs up his word. Every time you hear God, it's important for us to hear God. What is God saying? That's for another podcast. How do you hear the voice of God? How do you know it is the voice of God?
Because with so much deception, we need to know what the voice of God is. Well, here Jesus gave him a word. He gave him instructions. Go show yourself to the priest. Look, he did not heal them. And as they were going, they were cleansed. Jesus gave him a word. In other words, Jesus was saying, walk first, obey first, do what I'm telling you first, and then you're going to receive your healing. That was a rhema from God. That was instructions from God. Here Jesus says, go walk. And as you're walking, the leprosy is going to leave your bodies. And so while they walked, look what it says. And as they went, they were healed. As they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. So as they went, they were healed. You first obey the voice of God. You first walk in the direction that God is telling you. You do it first. You obey it first. You first hear the voice of God. What is the benefit by me hearing and obeying this word? Well, God is always going to back up what he says. And the word of the Lord says that while they walked, it happened for them. You know, maybe they didn't feel anything while they were in front, face to face with Jesus. But as they went, as they started to obey that voice, God backed up what he said. God is always going to back up what he says about you, what he says about your future, what he says about your life. God is always going to back you up. And so as you walk, doors will open. As you obey, things will start to manifest in your life. As you obey. Now, disobedience is not going to allow the voice of God to be speaking into you, because disobedience actually drowns out the voice of God. But as you obey, that word that God spoke into your life, it manifests. And so look at that scripture. It says, as they walked, they were cleansed. As they went, they were cleansed. God is always going to back up his word. Number two, what is the benefit of obeying and hearing the voice of God? Number two, write it down or listen to this again. You will always receive the grace of God so that you can wait until it is manifested. If God spoke something into your life, and he said, Patty, I'm going to do such and such into your life, in your life. I am going to use you. I'm going to do this and that in your life. While you're waiting for that word that God spoke into your life to manifest, he will give you the grace to endure. On one occasion, Paul said this. He said, take this thorn away from my flesh. Take this thorn out of my flesh. Three times the Bible says that Paul prayed it. And here God tells him, my grace is sufficient for you. It will be a sustaining power that you will be able to have inside of you and possess so that you can wait for what God has spoken over your life, whatever God has spoken. Now, God is not some little magic wand, you know, where poof, you know, here, God said this and everything just manifests, because he's not a little magic wand. You know, he is an almighty God. And just because it didn't happen a certain way that we think it should happen, listen, while we're waiting, his grace is sufficient for us. There are things that God does, not like we thought. Sometimes God does things, even in my own personal life, where I think that God is gonna do it a certain way, and he ends up doing it a different way. So it's very important for us to understand that sometimes God isn't going to do it X, Y, Z the way we thought. The way, well, God, this is how I think you should do it. Listen, God is above. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. And so he sees it from a higher perspective, from a higher view. He knows your future. The Bible says he knows our end from the beginning. And so knowing that and keeping that in mind, sometimes God isn't going to do it exactly, or the timing also is key. And so while I'm waiting for what God spoke, I hear God. And while I'm waiting, I understand something, that his grace is sufficient for me, that there is a sustaining power that is manifested inside of my life to be able to endure while I wait. And so sometimes as God does certain things, maybe he might not move a situation in my life immediately. Maybe I'm telling him, God, please, can you remove this thing out of my life like Paul prayed? And it doesn't get removed. Sometimes God operates in such a way where there is such a grace upon your life, there is such a power, that now what used to bug you doesn't bug you anymore. And God is using it and working things for your own benefit. He's producing character inside of you. He's producing endurance in you. He's producing perseverance inside of you. He's maturing you through it. And so what used to bug you doesn't bug you anymore. So when God speaks something to you, listen, he knows better. He knows how he's working it out. But understand that his grace, every time you obey and hear the voice of God, his grace will be with you. His power will be with you. His power will manifest so strong in your life that you are able to endure things, that you'll look back in the last season and you will say, how on earth did I get through that? And you can actually rejoice. Listen, we've got to celebrate not just the yeses of God, but we have to know how to celebrate even the noes of God. We have to know how to celebrate. God will always reward you. Number three, write this down. The number three, you will always be rewarded for your obedience. What God is about to release over your life, God will always reward you for your obedience. I'm personally in a season where I feel like there is a recompense over my spiritual walk because of the obedience that I have, you know, given unto God, because I love him with all my heart. I want to obey him. And I feel like because of that, there are certain things in my own personal walk that I am receiving the benefit. I am receiving the benefits of not only the presence of God, but the glory of God. Why? Because I obeyed. Every time you obey God, every time you obey the voice of God, there will always be a benefit. There are huge benefits and there are huge rewards for your obedience. God has rewards waiting to pour out on you. He is a God that he loves to reward his children. And so you will receive a level of reward that perhaps somebody who did not obey does not receive. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, never get tired of doing good, for in due season you will reap the harvest if you do not give up. You can't give up because there is a reward that is waiting for you. God will reward and he will compensate you for all of your obedience. He is a God that rewards you. And he will take care. And there's a harvest that's already waiting for you. God is waiting. He's not up in heaven wondering, scratching his head going, I wonder how this is going to turn out in their lives. Absolutely not. God is waiting for that obedience because he knows your end already. He knows what's going to happen. He knows how to get you there. He knows the road and he knows it better than you. And so you can't get tired of doing good. You can't get tired of obeying the voice of God. Some of you, as a matter of fact, this is what I'm perceiving. Some of you have gotten weary and you are now tired of waiting on the Lord. But the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings on eagles. They will run and they will, listen to that. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and they will not faint. Some of you are fainting because you're thinking that God should have done it a long time ago. Because you're thinking that God should have answered when you thought, or he should have done it how you expected him to do it. Listen, God is a great God and a faithful God, and he knows how to get you there. And so we've got to understand there are huge benefits to our obedience. When you hear the voice of God, when you know God is speaking to you, and it will always back up, he will always back up his voice through his word. And so it doesn't contradict. And so when God speaks to you and you know what you have to do, you've got to understand that when you obey it, great rewards are coming to you. Some of you are waiting on God and the obedience has cost you suffering. The obedience has cost you a lot. But God is speaking to you right now. And God is saying, because you have been diligent, because you have not tarried, because you have not grown weary, because you could have thrown in the towel a long time ago, but you didn't. You stuck it out. And here you are obeying God. And while others strayed, you stuck it out. You stayed flat-footed and you stood. And you stood the test of time. Hear me, great rewards are coming to you. A huge reward is coming because of your obedience. So lift your head up and rejoice, because there's a reward that is going to be coming to your life very, very soon. As a matter of fact, I feel that the rewards are going to be released this year in 2019. Some of you are going to be receiving breakthroughs. Some of you are being prepared even for 2020. And so it's key and it's so important for us to understand that hearing the voice of God, how do I know it's God? He never, ever contradicts his word. It is always according and in alignment to his word. God will never contradict his word. How do I know it's God? Because it always moves you forward. How do I know it's God? Listen, when you know it's God, it's because you have a strong relationship with him. You understand his voice. The Bible says, Jesus said it this way, my sheep know my voice and I know theirs. If you are a sheep, you recognize his voice and he's speaking to you. There are things that maybe you've got to move. There are things that you got to start getting done. There are things that maybe you have procrastinated. Maybe you have put things aside. Maybe you said, I'll do it tomorrow. And God is saying, I need you to do it now. And listen, that is going to breed a lot of rewards. He's going to give you a grace to endure it. And he will always back up what he said. Maybe you had a dream. Maybe God spoke something through a prophet. Maybe God spoke something else. Listen, obey. Obey everything that God is telling you to do. As you obey, as like these leprous men, as you obey, as you go, as you walk, as you do, as you move, as you say, God, yes, sir, I'm going to obey you. As you do, God will always back up his word. I'm going to pray for you because some of you need the grace of God. Some of you need to stop becoming so weary. And the reason why some of you are weary is because of what you've been thinking. You think that God has forgotten. You think that God forgot what he promised you. God has not forgotten. God does not have Alzheimer's. You have a God that is powerful. You have an almighty God. He remembers everything. He knows what he spoke to you. The Bible says of David, and here is his son Solomon. David and his son Solomon, the Bible says, was the wealthiest man. And you know what the word of the Lord says? It says that God remembered David. God remembered the prayers of David. God remembered the obedience of David. God remembered the worship of David. And because of that, the Bible says that God rewarded Solomon. Think about that. Years later, here is God telling him his son, I remember your father and I remember what your father did. And because of that, I'm going to bless you. God remembers the prayers of your grandparents. God remembers what he spoke even to your mother. And perhaps your mother went on to be with the Lord, but God has not forgotten that prophetic word. Perhaps a loved one went on to be with the Lord. God has not forgotten that prophetic word. Whatever God has spoken, he's gonna back it up. But our job is to obey. Our job is to listen. Our job is to obey. So if you've been in disobedience, I just want you to repent right now. I want you to tell God, I am so sorry, Father. If I have been disobedient, I repent with all my heart. I renounce that disobedience. I don't want to disobey you, nor do I want to doubt, nor do I want to tarry, nor do I want to become disgruntled, nor do I want to complain, nor do I want to grow weary. Father, forgive me. I repent right now in the name of Jesus, and I choose to obey you in the good and while you said it, and even if I don't feel it in my body, I choose to obey. In the name of Jesus, amen. Father, I just release that grace of God over your people. And I pray right now for every person. I call strength in the midst of it. I declare that faith is rising and that you are believing God for everything that he spoke over your life. Matter of fact, God is reminding you of dreams that he spoke. Years of prophetic words that he spoke in the past. God is bringing those things to memory. And he's going to fulfill it because he's a God of his word. Amen. So receive that. I want to encourage you to please share this podcast. Share it. Go and share it with three people. Go ahead and just type in those three people. Tag three people. And I promise you, I will choose one person and I'm going to send you a surprise. I'm going to mail it to you and we will get a hold of you and I'm going to share it and it's going to be powerful. So I just encourage you, please share this. Watch it on Spotify. Please go to my YouTube channel. Share it. Please subscribe to it. Click on the little bell and you will get all the notifications of when I come on. We're getting ready to do some awesome segments that I'm really, really excited about. So you can connect with the word of God, everything that God is doing, the now word that God is releasing, and the things that God is doing. I want to encourage you. Please, please, please share with your friends. Thank you so much. We love you guys. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for viewing us. We love you guys, and we'll see you guys till next time.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.